This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. The Israeli army says it struck several Houthi targets in western Yemen following a fatal drone attack by the rebel group in Tel Aviv the previous day. The Israeli strike Saturday appeared to be the first on Yemeni soil since the Israel-Hamas war began in October. A number of quote-unquote military targets were hit in the western port city of Hodeidah, a Houthi stronghold, the Israeli army said, adding that its attack was, quote, in response to the hundreds of attacks carried out against the State of Israel in recent months, end quote. Soldiers patrolled the deserted streets of the Bangladeshi capital of Dhaka on Saturday during a curfew meant to quell deadly student-led protests against government job quotas that have killed at least 110 people this week. Mia Wormsley from Reuters reports.
Since Thursday, the country has been cut off from the world. Internet and text messaging services have been shut down. But the demonstrations have continued in spite of a ban on public gatherings. Data from hospitals there shows the clashes have killed over 100 people and injured thousands. And with the death toll climbing, the government imposed the national curfew and deployed the military. Students in the South Asian country are angry about controversial quotas for government jobs. They include setting aside 30% of those jobs for the families of those who fought for independence from Pakistan in 1971. The government had scrapped the quota system in 2018, but a court reinstated it last month.
Mia Wormsley from Reuters. Longtime United States Representative Sheila Jackson Lee of Texas, who helped lead federal efforts to protect women from domestic violence and recognize Juneteenth as a national holiday, has died. She was 74 years old. For additional stories 24 hours a day, you can visit our website, voanews.com.